It's that Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Ask Alex. You can be part of it by emailing us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. That's all you got to do. Also on social media, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. If you follow us, you can direct messages on there. So there's tons of options and ways to get on the show. As a matter of fact, Sage is on this morning. Welcome to Ask Alex. What's your question?
Well, first of all, I just want to start off by saying that gay people who marry or date someone of the opposite sex are just totally selfish.
Okay.
Coming out the gate swinging this morning, Sage. Okay.
Well, you know, I have a coworker, you know, who's gay and he's out when he's with us, but around his family, he just is trying to pretend that he's straight. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
How do you know this?
I've seen him, you know, he's like online, he's trying to meet people, he's trying to date women, and he's totally gay. I mean, if you're too scared to let your family know you're gay, you have no business being with somebody that's straight. I mean, why are you messing with their head and messing with their life? That's just rude and wrong.
Wow. I mean, I definitely have heard of this happening before. I mean, I feel like I've heard of a lot of people saying, like, you know, I was married for 15 years and then my husband, you know, decided to tell me, like, oh, this whole time I've been gay, by the way.
And Sage, I'm going to half agree with you because...
Of course, because you're bi.
Well, I've been in a relationship with a guy for 7 years. And unfortunately, the first 5 years of our relationship had to be hidden. And that's because I felt like... I wasn't ready to let family and friends know. And the reason I felt like that is because I was scared.
But you were with another gay person.
Well, I know that. So that's why I'm saying I agree with half of what she said. Because she said it's not right because, you know, he shouldn't be scared to tell his family. Like, no, that can be a terrifying thing for someone that's gay or bi. So, I mean,
right.
I don't agree with what your friend's doing. But I'm telling you, it can be really frightening, and you don't know that unless you're in my shoes.
I don't think being scared of what your friends and family are going to think is an excuse for kind of pulling one over on somebody, like an innocent person like that. Like, so whoever the girl is that he's trying to date or be with or whatever, like, that's unfair to her because she thinks that he genuinely is interested in her and in love with her and sexually attracted to her, and the whole thing is a sham.
Well, maybe
he doesn't have to come out.
What if the friend is in on it?
What Sage is saying is she's not, correct?
Right. I mean that's just wrong because, you know, now you're messing with somebody else's feelings. Like, what if they genuinely care for you and they want to be with you? And then at what point are you going to tell them, like, hey, I'm gay. I want to be with men, not women. I mean, that's just wrong.
Well,
that's
maybe,
just unfair.
I mean, you say that you see these things and maybe you are seeing it, Sage, but maybe we really truly don't know. Maybe that person's not 100% sure if they are gay, or maybe they just have some inkling or some feelings, but they're not 100%. I mean, maybe they don't know. How are we to say that we know 100% that that's what it is?
This is a co-worker, you said, right?
Yeah.
So at work, is he open?
Yes.
Okay.
With us.
So it's not that he's confused.
Oh, okay. Well,
he knows he is gay. He is just dating a straight woman because he just doesn't want to be in a gay relationship.
I mean, it can be difficult when, you know, grandpa is always like, hey, pork chop, like, you got a girlfriend yet? And it's like, no. Well, now I could say, yeah, I do.
Right. But that's so unfair. She's
I know,
she's a,
but...
What is the word? Like something casualty.
At what point is it gonna end? I mean, how long are you gonna continue to go on with that? You know, I mean, okay, if you say grandpa, so when grandpa's gone, you know, but what about mom and dad? I mean, it's just a huge charade. It's not fair, and I don't think he's being fair to himself either. Like, it's just wrong.
The only thing I can kind of see a problem with here, Sage, is the fact that, yeah, like if my wife, Lindsay, who I've been with for 7 years, married to with her for three, if she's just like, oh, hey, I'm a lesbian. Nothing wrong, like, if she's a lesbian, but it's like, well, wait a minute.
How do you feel?
I'm your husband. But if she feels differently, what am I going to do? Like, people fall out of love. Maybe she fell out of straight.
I think there's a difference, though, between if you knowingly are entering a relationship, you know that you are gay, and yet you're dating a straight person, as opposed to, like, discovering after dating a straight person you're actually gay. But you didn't know in the first place. But if you know in the first place, then I agree with Sage that it is wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number, 833-563-2539. Bill, hey, you're on the phone this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Sage. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say, Sage, what's your full name and where do you work?
Don't answer that, Sage.
Not saying
no,
that.
No, she needs to put on the shoes of being afraid. She has no idea what it's like to grow up being gay.
True.
But that's not what it's about. You know, the question is dating somebody.
I'm trying to protect my coworker. I'm not doing that to him. I mean, this is a dilemma for him, I realize, but I'm not going to make his name public everywhere.
No, I don't want his name. I want your full name and where you work.
Oh, but what I want to, but why are you upset with her? Because you don't agree that it's wrong if you know for a fact that you're gay, you're open with other friends and stuff.
No, it's not wrong because there's fear. Fear dictates a lot of things in this world, all the way from religion to government.
But Bill,
he doesn't have to come out to his family,
no,
but
hold on, though,
dating
but Bill,
somebody.
Bill, do you? I think the point Alex is saying, maybe you're not hearing it. I get the fear part, but is it not wrong for this guy, her coworker, to go and marry somebody because that girl thinks, oh my God, this person loves me when really they're just with me to be with me? Like, so
well,
they
he
have
might
a
be
female.
Trying to do what he thinks is right because of peer pressure from, like I said, religion.
No, but that's what I'm saying,
people,
Bill. Like,
but it's not
they,
right.
They,
but
you want to,
but
they say it, that you're wrong for being gay, so therefore you're trying to do the right thing and marry a woman. So who's right and who's wrong?
No, Bill, I get
it. Yeah, but that's wrong.
Bill, I think I get you there, but do you think it's wrong, though, like, to deceive somebody? Whether you're gay or straight, that doesn't matter. But, like,
yeah,
I think that's what the kind of the question is here with Sage.
Well, I think he needs to do whatever he needs to do to make his life feel right.
Even if it makes somebody else's life, like, hurt or painful?
Well, if he's in love with the person.
He's not. I mean,
no, but
he's
not. He's not.
He's not. He's just doing it for appearance sake. So that's so unfair to the woman.
So he's doing the Rockford.
He's doing. He's using her as a beard.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Using her as a beard. Is that wrong to do?
Hey, Bill, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
See, I don't think people understand. Sage, I 100% get what you're trying to say.
No, I think, I think it was just maybe a little personal right there with Bill. But, hey, Sage, we got a bunch more people calling in. Maybe they're going to agree with what Bill said. Maybe they got a different opinion. Either way, it's advice that you could possibly use. All right, let's go to the phone. Go ahead, Porkchop. What did you want to say?
I was going to say, am I allowed? I don't know if I'm allowed to have an opinion on this. Because for the first half of my life, like, I mostly always dated girls. But it wasn't fake. Like, I was genuinely, right, happy. So... And then now, you know, I'm with a guy who I've been with for 7 years, and I feel like it is kind of wrong. I feel like morally it is wrong.
It doesn't matter. Here's
how
where
tough.
It's wrong. Here's where it's wrong. It's got nothing to do whether you're gay, straight, bi, or anything else that I might miss here on a list, whatever you are. When you're lying to somebody and deceiving them, you're lying to somebody and deceiving them.
Right.
But I just want to say, the part that you guys don't understand is how hard it really is.
I do get that, but that has nothing to do with
it. You're right. I don't know what it's like.
He
like,
shouldn't date anybody.
I've never
then.
Had that, but exactly. You shouldn't. Doing that doesn't give you the right
know,
to
right,
lie
right,
to
right.
somebody else, because how pissed would
but
you
I
be
just
if somebody
want you
did it to you?
To understand like how hard it
I
actually
do.
Really is.
I well, do understand that.
I understand, but I don't know what it feels like, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I have no clue what the heck that's like. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. We're trying to get this figured out here, and it seems like we are not anywhere close to solid agreement on advice.
So, Sage, how are you?
All right.
So I was listening this morning, and I was kind of inspired by this conversation, and I just had a thought I wanted to share. You know, with your coworker, this is such a personal and intimate situation, and I can't imagine what he's going through. And I also totally get down with your vibe of wanting to help both parties. And I think that what you could maybe do is go to the source, like go to him and be just honest with him, like, dude, you know, I feel for you. How can I show up for you? And create a space where maybe you can like knock down some of that fear or find out where he's coming from. And maybe he's never had anybody say to him, how are you? What's going on? Are you scared about this? Like, what does he need? Because maybe somebody being on that level with him and being that transparent would allow him to open up to see things from another angle. And, you know, it's easy for us to get so emotionally involved and charged in someone else's stuff, even when we're coming from the right place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but, you know, I've tried to talk to him, and he told me that I'm totally insensitive, you know, I don't understand his struggles, and, you know, because I'm straight, you know, I have no right to speak on this, and he's saying it's homophobic for me to feel this way. I don't get that at all. Hey, how can I be homophobic? I'm supportive of him. I just think he's being deceitful.
Hey, Kate, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex
show. That was really good advice.
Let's talk to Alex, not our Alex, but another Alex. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
So I agree with Sage. I think it's completely wrong for him to be doing that. A few years ago, I went out to a gay bar with one of my friends, and he brought home a guy from Missouri who was married with three kids, and they were messing around. And, you know, worse in possibly in most scenarios, that woman's going to end up 37 divorced with three kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Right. Correct. Yeah.
Wow, good stuff, Alex. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Alex is always give the best advice.
Okay. I do not agree with that one bit. Tyler, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We also got Sage. What did you want to say?
Hey, so my sister-in-law's husband actually came out gay, or as gay, 5 years after they were married.
No way.
Yeah. So that was, it really messed her up. So I definitely feel for what Sage is saying, that this is pretty wrong, because it really does a lot of psychological damage to the other person,
Tyler,
whenever they're truly not expecting it.
Do you guys know, I don't know how much was talked, but did he end up telling her or confiding her when they got divorced that, like, hey, I've actually been gay when we first started dating? Or did he say, like, his preference kind of changed as he was married? Like, do we know?
No, from what I know is, and I mean, I don't blame her. She doesn't like to talk about it very much.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I mean, I think it was from the get-go, and supposedly he just kind of had these feelings, and he was trying to suppress them because, you know, from pressures and trying to do the right thing, and then I guess after 5 years, he said he couldn't do it anymore, and he just came out and told her.
Wow.
Thank you, Tyler. Yeah. And that's kind of the overall theme we've been hearing from certain people that are really getting heated about it. It's like, you guys don't understand what it's like to have that pressure, and we don't, but also you can't let that pressure from other people.
I'm not empathetic because obviously I'm not gay, so I don't know what that's like, and Joe's the same way, but we are sympathetic. But just because, you know, you've got some messed up stuff going on in your life doesn't mean you have then just the free-for-all to mess up someone else's life.
Yeah, like screw them. Screw your family and your friends or anybody else, supposed friends that would judge you or not love you and make you feel that way. Like, that sucks, but it doesn't mean, like, I just couldn't imagine it, like, doing that to Lindsay or somebody else. Like,
if I
knew that going in.
Yeah, Sage, I really like, I think it was Kate that gave the advice, just ask him, how can I help you? Let's discuss this. And, you know, I really feel for this girl. Don't, you know, it would hurt her. And just really talk to him in a calm, loving manner and just try to open that conversation and see if he'll open up to you, I guess. That's just really hard, though.
I know, and I said I was being homophobic. I don't understand how he could come out with that comment. I'm so accepting of him, and that's where I'm going with this. Just be who you are, you know, and frustrating. So frustrating.
I would just say make sure when you talk to him, make sure he knows that he is being deceitful. Like, I mean, do it in a nice and calm way, but, like, explain to him how he is being deceitful and he is lying. Because I don't think anyone would back up themselves if they knew how deceitful and lying they were being.
Like, have him see it from the other person's perspective. Because a lot of times in life when we don't understand something or agree with it, we never actually try to put ourselves in that other person's shoes, regardless of the situation.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, you know, maybe I should just say to him, well, what if this were me? What if you knew for a fact that somebody that was dating me was gay?
Yes.
You know, wouldn't you want to protect me from that?
That's a good idea, Sage. Why didn't we say that at the very beginning?
I know.
Jeez, all
we're
right.
We're talking it through. It's helpful.
Definitely. Hey, Sage, thank you for reaching out and emailing us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. If anybody else wants to be on Ask Alex, that's one way that you can do it. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram. Send us a direct message at Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through on the phones, our social media, if you want to do that, like I said, Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. And on Facebook, to search for Radio Now.